I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Piano, P-I-A-N-O, piano. Text the word piano to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Just like that. Why couldn't it be you? Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
Please.
Piano is this hour's code word.
Don't text and drive.
Don't do it. Please.
Do not do it.
We're begging you. This part of the show is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, we love Tahoe Blue Vodka. Matter of fact, Bryn and I are hanging out with the owner, Matt, tomorrow.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you. Wow.
Going to the Giants game.
We're fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun. Like that.
And I let him know I was out of supplies.
Oh, well, we got to rectify that situation right away. Mm-hmm. Our poor girl, she can't go into a store and get her own. Come on now.
we're in
radio.
I see. I'm like, highlighters? I have a ton of them.
You're out of supplies, huh? I got some tape, a stapler.
Yeah, red pens like crazy.
Oh, man. Nah. Red pens are everywhere around this
can't
place.
Really drink highlighters. Yeah,
those are mine.
Yeah, I don't know why we have red pens. I'm like,
they
Jesus,
are everywhere.
I'm going to edit this copy.
The number where you can text this show and say, you know, nice stuff or...
Good job.
Yeah.
You're funny. You know, things like that. We love that.
Mm-hmm. Right. We do.
Right.
That number is 800-400-3697. Again, don't text and drive.
Please don't.
Don't.
Don't do it.
Okay. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Classic joke about a teenage son.
Getting himself all the time.
Dad walking in on him and saying, son, how many times have I told you if you keep doing that, you're going to go blind? And the son responds, Dad, I'm over here. How can I listen to you guys live without a radio? I'm glad you asked.
Oh, we have an app for that.
Entercom, the company we work for, has poured billions into research and development of the radio.com app.
Yeah.
So you go to the app store, you get the radio.com app, and then you put this show on and you listen.
Rip the knob off.
Right.
Here we are. Hello.
Mansion was on acid. They're lucky they even got to the right neighborhood.
Mansion, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Manson.
Charles Mansion.
What did Reddit say about the story? You never finished the story. No, that was the story. Like, yes, people had opinions on all sides. But in the end, I think that the kid is, he lives under his parents' roof. He's kind of stuck. There are laws, apparently. Except when you're a kid and you're like, could I have allowance so I could sue you?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yep.
Could I borrow the...
You only have 3 years left, kid.
My lawyer says I need $2,000 to get the lawsuit fired up to get these cameras out.
That's his retention fee.
Right.
Can I have that? And then I'm going to need an hourly of $400.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that. I think that kid's.
Yeah. It's called a Sharpie.
Well.
Scribble out the lens.
Let me see if I can find this.
It's called a baseball bat.
Here it is. That kid should do that feverishly while staring directly into the lens without breaking eye contact the entire time.
That is hideous.
That is
don't
so
do it, kid.
Hideous.
Oh, while staring directly into the lens. I know you're watching. Gross, who made that noise?
Wasn't me.
Bryn.
What now?
Wasn't me. Mm-hmm. The parents of the man who died drunk driving are just looking for someone to blame.
Yep.
No one else is responsible for his drinking. You cannot make others responsible for his drinking to excess and getting into a single car accident and killing himself.
We all agree on that. The problem is that there are laws. And this kid, they may be able to get some money out of Tiger Woods and his bar.
I wonder, See, this is the thing. As an employee of the bar, he may have already been and a bartender, he may have already been serving himself.
Absolutely.
The person there may be going, I gave him one drink.
Right. Hotline.
He had access all day.
Yeah, he could walk behind the bar anytime I was not looking. Drink all the stuff. Actually, so, probably had access whether they were looking or not.
Right. So I don't know that that was something that was going on in an organized manner, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. No, no, I'm just having this one beer. And I keep refilling it with whiskey. It's just lasting all day.
That's kind of my move. Mm.
A lot of drunks move is my assumption. Let me just hold this sort of innocuous looking thing and fill it with something good.
Well, I used to just keep a beer. It was still beer, but then I actually had a whiskey bottle stashed somewhere. I learned the hard way. You can't have a spiked orange juice because someone will say, could I have a sip of that? And you're like, let me get you one of your own.
And don't smell this one while I'm going to get you one.
Yikes.
Oopsie.
Bars and restaurants here usually require extra training to know when to cut people off and avoid third-party liability lawsuits.
All right. You don't want that if you're a bar owner.
That is part of the restaurant and bar culture.
Yeah. Hanging out.
And drinking.
Drinking with your friends. Drinking with the patrons.
Yeah, I never worked at a place like that. I don't know.
I'd go there on my nights off. I could just go behind the bar and make myself whatever I wanted.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because that's where the drugs were too, you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a fun time, but, you know, not a great time.
The place we used to walk to right down the street from our little roach-infested apartment was called Yogi's. That's where everybody went.
Yeah, a little hole in the wall. Dive bars.
Well, all right.
Fantastic.
Shame. Shame on me for saying that. Anyway.
I wonder if it's still there, Ben.
I bet it is. Yeah. It's in Cardiff. I told you, people used to steal my little beater bike. I'd walk over to Yogi's and there it'd be. I'd be like, God.
Well, there it is. I'll steal it back.
Neighbors. Just took my bike.
I don't
want to
walk. I'm just going to grab Vinny's bike real quick.
Yogi's Beach Bar.
Probably.
Oh my God!
In Cardiff,
this says it closed.
Oh, that's too bad.
End of an era.
Well, they had a lot of hangouts too, so maybe that was one of the issues that happened to them as well.
Right.
Let me see. A lot of people wrote about Weight Watchers. Listen, I'm not trying to do it, and I understand there are zero foods. It's just weird that my chick, who's not. Probably doesn't need it either, was doing it, and then now she's doing it to me.
Right. Tell me what you ate today. I'm going to tell you how many points you ate. 400 points!
I'm finding myself.
And what's the daily limit? What's a normal daily limit?
It depends on your weight and your sex and all that, but hers was in the 20s, which was seemed very low.
Mm.
And when I found out a peanut butter and jelly sandwich was 8.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the bar was like 9.
Oh boy, you're done.
There's your day of food.
That's all you get, buddy. You can have some eggs and celery.
I'm with you, Vinny. Hodor was the lamest thing.
Hodor was genius.
What?
Hodor was genius.
What's genius about it?
Just the whole setup. The guy, all he said his whole life was Hodor, and all of a sudden they're like, hold that door, hold that door. Hodor, Hodor, Hodor. It's freaking genius. Genius. That was a wraparound right there. That was real good. Solid.
All right, that's all for tax.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun Tuesday, you guys. You made me laugh. You made me cry.
So
what a great day.
It was nice to see Human today, too. Ooh.
Shame.
He leaves for surgery today?
No, he leaves Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning. He gets on a plane. So he's going to work.
He's not working with us.
No, he's working today tomorrow. And
tomorrow. Oh. And doing the movie review on a Wednesday.
Yeah, movie review on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They're reviewing John Wick 3. Rudy will be in tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. I know, exciting. Mm-hmm. So, and hopefully, you know, I guess he is. Both sides of his mouth have to get done, but just one side's getting done this week.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with his mouth?
I don't remember what he said.
He had some infected root canals that were causing issues.
And that's why his back hurts.
Well, who knows why his back hurts? He goes,
you see me with my hands up? I don't know.
I'm like, so.
Does your back hurt?
No.
Her leg was bothering her.
Remember, my leg was bothering me, though.
Oh, you're hyper. Your hypochondria.
Sciatica.
Sciatica.
Yes, my hypochondria leg.
All right, listen, you guys, have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Yay. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.